Hello there, and welcome back to Into the Verse with Kylie Kane. I'm Kylie. How are you? Today we're back in Pokemon Empyrean. And last week we left off, we were standing in front of Mr. Mon's house. Now, we had just got the news that her dad was kidnapped and that he was captured and that they weren't going to hunt him down. They weren't going to find him. The professor also gave us the task to go find her. Now, we can take a look at our trainer bag. And of course, we've got $3,000. Apparently, 0 out of 6 on the Pokedex. Probably because we had seen the Pokemon in that prequel there where Dad got captured. But let's begin our walk. So if I'm not mistaken, she said that it's east of town here. Now we are in this small idyllic town. Oh, it can't be east of town. There's no way out of the town east. So let's look around town and see if there's a way out of here. I found an exit. So there was an exit to the north of town. There's a sign that says, "Welcome to Selene, a tranquil seaside town." There was a truck here previously, and well, now it's gone. So let's start walking that way. We are on Route 100, and it's a fairly bog-standard route. There's nothing crazy here. It says Route 100, the shortest route in the world. Looks like there is a taxi driver standing here that says, "Good day, trainer. Once you visit more places, you'll be able to use our taxi service to travel more quickly." Is the world that big? Okay. There's a man standing here sniffing some flowers, and he says, "My mama used to say, life is like talking to NPCs. You never know what you're going to get." And we got a chocolate heart. What the? I'm sorry. We just got a chocolate heart. Okay, that's a good Forrest Gump reference right there. We're crossing over a bridge. Looks like a bridge over a small bay. And, We're walking up some stairs, more stairs. This route was short. I'm already in Maritown, and it looks like there is a Pokemart right next to me. We're going to talk to the person outside. It says, "If you're looking for the best items, you'll find them here at the Pokemart. Don't trust other vendors." All right. A little house with a red roof. Let's find out what's inside here. Looks like there's a guy who lives all by himself. No music either. What the world? He says, "Yeah, my younger brother's finally given its poke. It sure reminds me of myself when I was his age. Back then, of course, there were only like 150 known Pokemon. Can you believe it?" Really? Gen 1er? Okay, Gen 1er. All right. I'm actually a Gen 1er. I grew up with the classic. Looks like this boy is standing up here with what looks to be a Luxray standing there. And it made a neat sound. What does the boy say? Boy says, "I want to be a Pokemon agent when I grow up. They're really cool, and they fight bad guys." Awesome. Okay. House with a blue roof, and there's a pot outside, so I click the pot, and it says something shiny in the pot. We can't grab whatever that shiny thing is. There's something shiny in the pot. All right. Whatever. An old lady in this house. Let's talk to her. "My grandson is up on Powerhouse Hill. He's been saving money for a starter Pokemon, and now he's got enough to get one. I helped him, too. You're going to get your first Pokemon, too, aren't you? Let me give you something nice." She says, "Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I must have left it in the pot outside." Oh, so that pot we were looking at is apparently whatever her gift would have been. "Oh, it's a potion! Nice. Can we tell her we got the potion?" I'm going to go talk to her again and find out if we can get the potion. We told her no. She just says the same thing she said before, just without the extra little dialogue about the pot. All right, so the route ends up here, so this is not where I needed to go. Let's go the other. There's an old man standing here. What does he got to say? "Gosh darn those younglings rushing up that hill with their young bones. Waiting in line for their Pokemon. They'll see what it's like when you get old." Well, I'm sure I will. I'm already there, man. I'm already there. All right, let's talk to this young girl who's looking at the lake. She says the lake is pretty. Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. What about the guy here? He says, "There's a shady house in the corner of the town. I suggest you don't go near it." Which corner? Found a Pokemon Center. I wonder. We can go into the Pokemart. Let's find out what's inside the Pokemart. Oh, this isn't the Pokemart. What am I doing? This is the dude's house. Let's go inside the Pokemart and see if the music's here. That'd be cool. I kind of dig the music. Okay, so there is a normal mart and a shady mart. What's up with the shady mart?
Welcome. Are you interested in some apparel?
Oh, dude. You can get new hats. What? That's dope. You can get new hats? Okay, yeah, we're coming back for that later. Yeah. The person here says, not much stuff here, but I guess it'll be enough for the early routes. All right, so there's two people here. One of them says, hiya, let me check if you're eligible to get golden cookies. I'm sorry, you're not eligible. I don't know what golden cookies are. The Pokemon guy says, can I help you? They're selling Pokeballs. April plums, which are sweet fruit loved by Pokemon and people, heals 20 HP, and seeds can be planted in Lumia. This is the berries, apparently. But why would you buy an April plum? Well, you can get seeds from the April plum if you feed them to your pet, feed them to your Pokemon. And some Pokeballs for 200. I just went back into that menu. No! Go back! No. We quit. We're walking away. I'm walking away. I don't want none of that. None of that there. Okay, so let's go to the Pokemon Center. Let's see what that's all about. It says heal on the outside, which is pretty cool. Single floor. Nothing special. There's a man to the left of us that has a Nidoran? Male? Let's talk to him. Pokemon that once evolved, only through trade now evolved by leveling or other methods that I forget. For example, a Machop will level into a Machoke at level 28, and a Machoke into Machamp at level 52. Ooh, this means we don't have to trade! Yay! No trading needed. Hey, have you ever been to one of our guilds? Too bad, they're shilting lots of orphans and Pokemon. That's what I've heard, at least. Okay. Hello and welcome to the Pokemon Center. Would you like to heal your injured Pokemon? I have no injured Pokemon. She can heal my injured Pokemon I don't have. Okay. What about the PC? What do I got? We got someone's PC. It's nothing major. Let's see. Do I have anything in the item storage? Nope. Not a little bit. We have nothing. Log off. That's a good rendition, by the way. Poroth Hill Pokemon Lab. Ooh, what do we got up here? Oh, look at that line. Huff. A man standing here, he's going, huff, huff. Climbing this hill is a challenge on its own. He's definitely not going to be able to get to the Pokemon person. Walk left to reach the Pokemon lab. Okay, cool. Oh, there's the shady house. We're going to go check that out, too. Kylie Kane, what are all these people doing here? We're all here to get Pokemon. Professor said she opened a day earlier, so a bunch of people flocked from the get-together of Celine to get here. Looks like I'll have to wait in this horrendous line. Almond. Oh, Professor Almond goes, psst. Kylie goes, my character goes, or guess not. Professor, shh, come with me. I'll show you the secret entrance. There's a secret entrance to her lab? What? That's cool. Oh, I want to talk to you. There's a professor or a assistant here that says, did you know you could actually catch any starter Pokemon in the wild? They're rare, however. What about you? What about you, lady? Books! If you're a scientist, you must love them. Here, let me read them to you for something to help your journey. To aspiring trainers, don't worry about overleveling your Pokemon. They'll obey you no matter what. The only thing that changes is their XP gain. Once your Pokemon crosses the current soft level cap, they'll gain less and less XP with each new level. Oh, so this does have a soft level cap. Okay. All right, so this place honestly looks like a lab. It really does. There's books. I see laptops. Staircase, it looks like. What does this guy do? My job is to prepare the scene for any incoming horde of trainers by arranging Pokeballs containing starters right here on the desk. This desk. All right, what's this? A Pokeball. Okay. We can't go to the back room, so I guess we gotta go upstairs. With your sister and father. Yeah, whatevs. I'm here for the Pokemon, man. Oh, someone's here before me. Kylie Kane, why don't you sit down for a seat? We'll sit right here then. The boy says, what's up? Nothing much. Almond says, I'm sorry for the hassle outside, darlings. I may have told everyone at the get-together that I was leaving that lab, that the lab would be giving away starters later today. So they swarmed the place. So impatient. Now, Kylie, I'd like to meet these two. These are about to become Pokemon trainers just like you. There's a boy with black hair standing beside me, and he goes, my name is Blitz. Remember it, dog. Right. My name's Kylie. Nice to meet you. And the chick on the other side of the table says, "I'm Moria. Nice to meet you." And of course, I say, "Nice to meet you too." "Bravo," says Almond. "Let's get to the Pokemon business, shall we? Now, since you have the indirect luck of being children of good friends of mine, I will give you the option of choosing between 21 starters."
"What?"
Moria says, "That's so awesome, Professor." And Blitz is like, "Yeah, it's cool. I think, maybe." So Almond puts a box out on the table and says, "Here are the Pokemon. Just pick the one you like the best. In the end, it will matter not which starter partner you choose, but what you do with it." "They're all too cute," says Moria. "Which one will I pick?" Blitz says, "I'm picking the smartest one, the strongest one." And then Almond says, "I get to pick first." So the question at hand is, am I going to do fire, grass, or water? I don't know how this game really handles how many types are around, but there's a certain water Pokemon I love, and let's see if he's available. Oh, he is. My boy Froakie is here. Yes, we're taking Froakie. Froakie the frog is with us, and we're giving a name to the Froakie. The Froakie's name, what will the Froakie's name be? Froakie's name will be, I'm trying to think of a name, honestly. I've been calling them, it's a male Froakie, so, how do I, did I actually hit caps lock? I did. Let's call them Frog King. Can I hit space? Oh, I can. Okay. King. There we go. Call them Frog King. That's their name. So Blitz chose Bulbasaur and Moria chose Chimchar. That's awesome. So Almond says, "Treat your Pokemon with care, will you? And let me give you a few tips about the journey ahead." Blitz goes, "Boring." Now, Blitz, this is important. "I'm out of here. Again, less than the old hat species. I got my Pokemon to train. Sayonara, losers." He's like a very much like a blue XP. Like, I feel like he's the blue character. "Emmanuel, my lord, what did you do to this child?" "Please excuse Blitz. Ever since I've known him as a small boy, he was always impulsive. But as I was saying, an epic journey awaits you as a Pokemon trainer. Your primary goal should be defeating in gyms and collecting badges. If you collect all 8, you'll be granted access to the Pokemon League. Don't worry your little heads with that yet. I wish both of you, all 3 of you, good luck on your journey." "Thanks for everything, Professor," says Moria. And then Moria bounces like a boss. She's out. Peace. And then Kylie, "I trust you with something else. And we got a Pokedex. The Pokedex attaches your other device wirelessly and records and send data back to the lab, so I'll need you to agree to this privacy policy. Opting out is not an option, I'm afraid." What the fudge? Okay. So we accept that, of course. And she basically says, "Focus on your duties, and I'm going to do what I can to figure out what happened to your dad." So I think I can move again. I can. Can I also jump off that like he did? I cannot! Blitz is immediately cooler than us. All right, so let's look at our Armon here. Pokemon. Hi, Frog King. Frog King is level 5. Okay. There's their sound. Look at them. Look at you. Hear them. Listen to them. They are a jolly nature. They're quick to flee. They have the ability Torrent. Their attack is 11. Defense is 9. Special attack 9. Special defense 10. And speed is 14. I expected that. They start with Pound, Growl, and Bubble. And their EVs are HP 4, Attack 16, or IVs, sorry. And their hidden power is Dragon, apparently. Wow, they have no defense at EIVs. Wow, this is a terrible roll. Anyway, that's fine. I'm going to bet there's a way to change those later. And Froakie looks absolutely adorable, by the way. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this real quick. I'm going to click this button here, and I am going to post this in the Discord. Okay, so if you're following the Discord, if you're following me on Discord, if you're following me on Twitter, you can actually catch a sight of the starter Pokemon later. We're going to save that to the saved photos area. Where is that at? Let me find my pictures. Saved pictures. There we go. I took the screenshot and put it there. Okay, so 6, 13, and a 29. So really good speed EVs. Like really good speed EVs. All right, so let's exit that. Let's just exit out. Press the X button to exit. And of course, we want to save. We got 1 out of 7 Pokedex. So we got our Pokedex started. There's a bunch of kids here. We're just going to ignore them. We can get out of here. And the police officer standing outside with the kids. She's going to ignore that. That's absolutely here. There. What is the police doing here? Hold on. Hold on. Hold up. Police. There's a police presence all around the place. I'm not sure what's going on. Let me ask one of them. Says, I look away for a second and a lot of them march in. So I guess they're doing security on the Pokemon lab. That makes sense, I guess. So we're walking down the mountain now. And let's go see if we can't get into our first battle, right? And so he says, you got a Pokemon now. Here, take this. I got 3 Pokeballs. Yeah. And there's a house over here that I can talk to. Shady Man's Mailbox. Let's go see what this is all about. Well, just as expected, there's Shady Man. There's boxes all over the place. 4 computers? And let's talk to Shady Man. Yo, son. I see you don't know me, son. I'm Shady Man. That's Mr. Shady Man for you, son. I've got sweet deals, son. I'm trading Ralts for Machop. It's a very special Machop. If you have Ralts, come see me. Ralts for Machop. All right, yeah, we'll take that. We'll look for that later. So let's go out into the first route. Looks like there's a Pokemon battle literally right here. I'm kind of afraid. Is this going to trigger a battle? So no battle, but there's a bunch of grass nearby. Let's grab there's an item in the grass that is a Pokeball. All right, let's get in our first battle. Let's see if we can't trigger one of these. There we go. We got a battle. And it's against a Pancham. What? Okay, Pancham. Okay, do we want the Pancham? Oh yeah, I forgot. This is a Nuzlocke. We don't have a choice. So let's I don't want to kill the Pancham. Let's do a pound. Did we kill it? No, we did not kill it. We hurt it a little bit. It hurt us a little bit. We're gonna hit it again, pound. It is now in the yellow. Okay. So let's go to our bag and let's toss a Pokeball at it. Let's see here. It is a female, by the way. All right, we toss the Pokeball out. One roll. Oh, no, it's too strong. Okay. It used Tackle. It actually hit us pretty hard. Let's hit it with another pound. This shouldn't kill it. It did not kill it. It did Leer, which is going to lower our defense. This is just terrifying. We're already terrifying. It's opposite gender, though, so I'm going to toss this Love Ball at it. All right, we threw the Love Ball out. One roll, two roll, three roll. It's ours. Pancham is ours. And we need to name the Pancham. I don't even know what to name the Pancham. We also gained experience for catches. So cool. Pokedex entry for the Pancham. It does its best to be taken seriously by its enemies, but its glare is not sufficiently imitating. Chewing on a leaf is its trademark. Wow, it's 2 foot tall and 17 pounds. It's a playful Pokemon. Let's call her... I'm going to call her Chun-Li. Because she's a fighting type, so that's pretty cool, right? Call her Chun-Li. All right, let's go heal Pancham and... Let's go heal Pancham and Frog King, because... Oh, my boy! No. We don't want to die. So now it is a case of... Cool, we've caught our first Pokemon in the first route. Sweet. There was no grass in the previous route, so I'm not having to worry about going back, needing to go back and deal with that. So right now, all we've got is... Chun-Li and Pancham, and Pancham is level 3. Chun-Li is level 3. Frog King is level 5. So we need to... I want to do a little bit of grinding. So let's do a little bit of grinding here before we move forward. I don't know if I want to get both of them to level 5. There's the Ralts! Oh, well, that sucks. I guess we can't get that. That's fine. They traced the torrent. Are they grass? They are grass. Well, let's just pound them. Let's see if we can't... I have a really weak defense. Okay. I know their special defense is pretty strong, but I'm going to hit them with a bubble and see what happens. It did kill it. That's a good kill. We gained 20 experience points, and we got to level 6. That gave us 2 HP, 1 attack, 1 special defense, 1 special attack, and 2 speed. Cool beans. All right. So that's pretty cool. Are you a trainer? Yeah, cool. I guess we're fighting a trainer. I just talked to him, and he's like, yep, let's fight. Youngster Ben is the one we're fighting. They toss out a Pikachu. I'm sorry. Bubble this guy. Hit it hard.
Oh, it hit with a thunder shock, but it didn't hurt me. It only hurt me half health. Cool. That's fine. We're going to play around these crits. Guess what? It just fainted. We just got level 7. We got 2 HP, 1 attack, 1 defense, 2 special attack, 1 special defense, and 1 speed. That's actually pretty good. Not bad. So youngster Ben has been defeated. We gained $48. Heck yeah. That's awesome. Ooh, there's a pot up on the hill. Now, we got hurt pretty badly, and I'm kind of worried. Let's go look at this pot, see what's in it. A hammer could break this cracked pot. Oh, there's a house over here. What's this all about? The house has a generator on it. So I went up a set of stairs and went to the left, and we found a set of stairs in a house. Let's go inside and take a look. Ooh, it's a pretty big house, and there's a person inside. Let's talk to the person. Lad, say, are you a Pokemon trainer? Yeah, I'm a Pokemon trainer. Then good. You can help me ward off these pecky, pesky Pokemon invading my plants outside. Yeah, we'll help. Here's the deal. I rattle the bush with my stick. You stand near so you can attack the Pokemon and jump out of it. Okay. Hey-ya! I'm sorry, what? It's a Pidgey! It's a Pidgey! Okay, I dig it. I dig it a lot. That's cool. All right, let's hit it. With a bubble? Yeah, you hit it with a bubble. It didn't kill it. It did hurt it. We're at 13 health. I think we're going to want to heal after this fight. Critical hit tackle or pound. We took out the Pidgey like it was nothing. Another Pidgey. I can't even heal. This is a... That's a Talo. That's not a Pidgey. Not a Pidgey. All right. Hit it with a bubble. Level 2. Talo. Hit with the bubble. It hit me with... Peck? Critical hit Peck, but 3 damage. We ain't worried about that. That ain't even... You ain't even on my list right now, okay? So, okay, I can't heal yet. I just can't heal. It's battling for my life right now. Level 3 Pidgey. Let's take a moment and... Let's use an Aprilplum. That'll give us a seed. And we use the Aprilplum, right? So Frog King's HP was restored. Cool. Now we're at 20 life. Let's hit it with a pound. It did not do a whole lot of damage. Okay, that's bad. Okay, we'll hit it with a bubble. Bubble did a lot more damage. And this should we should be able to pound to finish it off. Dead. 19 experience points. We're going to be level 8 before this is said and done. He's beating another bush. He's hitting all the bushes. All of the bushes. Every single one of them. They're all getting punched. Bushes, it's bush pump punching season today. That's what this is. He's running around with a stick. And this is like, critical hit. We're down to 8 HP. Okay, that's worrisome. Okay, cool. That was the last one. Thank you, trainer. Your Pokemon seem to learn something from this task. 2. And we gained 50 experience. Frog King did. Nice. And gained level 8. And earned Quick Attack. Chun-Li gained experience. Got level 4. And a little something for helping them out. Potions and $500. Who knew this game had side quests? I'm just shocked. I'm not appalled. I'm just shocked. I don't even... let's go back to town. Heal up, because we did just battle a bunch. And this was an eventful episode. We made it through the first village. We got into some battles. And yeah, we're going to heal up. That was cool. I dig it. I dig it a lot. So basically, these episodes before we go are about 20 to 25 minutes in length. So they're rather short, real quick, nice for perfect little journeys so you can explore the game with me. Yes, this does mean the game will take a long time to get through, but that's okay. I'm glad to have you on this journey with me. Right? Anyways. Let's pop to the end card. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.